Kumlana Black and Murder. We're up to the Ches Amad Alam at the crease of the top of the page. We had the Mishnah Machlekes Shamba Shamba and Beis Hill, that if a woman at the end of 80 days, you know, she had a child, a girl, so the first end of 80 days, after 66 days of Meitara, she then has to bring a carbon in order to allow her to eat from Kabbalah and everything else. So the question is, what happens if she, if the night of the 80th she miscarried? So does she bring a separate carbon, or could she be tied in? Basil says you got to bring a separate carbon, and Beshama says a continuation of the first one. Why? Because he didn't yet come to the time and you could bring a carbon. And Basil says that you do, because just like if she comes to Tumah, she's Tame all over again at night. So the same thing when it comes to carbon. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanya learned, I'm going to say, I'll tell you what the basis of my logic is, why it comes the night of the 8 days, it's a whole new cheshbon, even though you're not tracked to the carbon yet. Because how do you aim it? I actually learned from a pasuk. It says in the pasuk that when the days of Tara are completed, then you have to bring your carbon, you know, an oile and a chattas and so on and so forth. And it says the lebein oile bas. It seems to be superfluous. So what do you mean oile bas? Is that, no, it's a normal case. And then lebas, even there's another case as well that you have to bring. Sorry? You see all those little letters missing? Anyway, the rabbis oishmoinim ve'echot, they come to tell you that even the night of the 81st, you bring already another carbon. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Hishia initially have a shchia kameide bar kapora. Rabbi Hishia initially, his teacher was bar kapora. Then when he already matured or he learned a lot, Shavka, he left him, v'osa kameide abchia, went to abchia, who was the greatest Talmud of Rebbe, as we had in the Ksuvah, kamak doyle ma'is rechia. Yom echad, one day, he made his old teacher bar kapora, boye menei, sab oishia asked bar kapora, what happens, azov, a male? Now, a male is like a female. A female, she sees three consecutive days, she becomes a zava, and then you have to wait 7 clean days, and then she brings a carbon. She sees 2 consecutive days, a zav, he sees 3 times, even within 1 day, you have to have 7 days and then bring a carbon. But a zav, so a zav is different than a zav. A zav has to be 3 consecutive days. A zav, a male, 3 times sightings, even within 1 day, emissions. A 7 days, yes. Well, he to control himself. And what do you call it? And then you bring a carbon. So there's differences between a zov and a zova. So he asked a question. A zov who saw 3 days, but so what happens the night? Okay, after the 7 days, he has to bring a carbon on the 8th day. What about the night of the 8th day? Similar questions that we had here about a yeledus or a mapelus. So what about over here, the night of the 8th day? What would Basil say over here? Would he agree and say the same thing, that it's a separate carbon? Or maybe in the case of Mapelas, is a unique case? Is Tamay the Basil Mapelas Belaila, is the basic reason, because it says Levas is a special pasuk Oilabas, which is extra, so that's only limited to the case of Mapelas, that the night is like a new start and you have to bring another carbon. But in the case of Azov, since you're not Roi, you have to bring carbon, he's made it to be Shammai, that you only bring the same carbon as before. Avazov Shirogi Maria Belelchez, potted Lemiatikro, you don't have a special pasuk for it. Or it's more logic, he just wrote the pasuk as his corroborate, but it's more logic. The logic is that since already he finished the 7 days, it's a new Maisa. Rashi says it's a pejorative term. What does the Babylonian have to say about this? No, but he's very upset that he went and joined Rabchi. Rabchi originally was from Babel, and later he went to Tzrab, but he was very upset why he went. He left him. He went to his other teacher. You're asking me. Why don't you ask your other Rebbe? Ishtik Rabbi Shilamukum. He was quiet. Didn't say anything. Ayo, do we need the words of Ayo? Again, that's being derogatory. Ayo is making fun of Chia. And it seemed, if you remember the Gemara, it was the Gemara that Chia had a lisp, he couldn't say a ches. And therefore, exactly, so he's making fun of him. I don't say that in the first minute, but that's what B'l'chayr Pshat is. Anyway, so then Rabbi Yishai says to Rabbi Yitzchak Apoda, okay, nachzal l'rishayne, let's go back to the original Braise. How do you aim it? It says a pasuk, oy lebas. It says a pasuk, oy lebas, or a daughter. And we said, what's ideal? The rabbi is oy shmoyne ve'echa tewa, to include the night of the 81st. Right? If the night to tell you that, the night of the 81st is a new carbon. Name of Ketanoi. In fact, let's say this is a Gora. Machleik is a Tanoi. We have two braises. One braise says, Zov Shirogi Maria is a male who saw 3 days. Belil Ches on the night of the eighth. Tanichot. One braise says, maybe you got to bring a new carbon. And the Tanid, another braise says, ain't it maybe you don't have to bring another carbon. So the Chayde, they're arguing the same thing that whether you it's a new Cheshbin or the old Cheshbin. My love Tanoi. The Hod Tanya and the Mer explains. The Brayz that says maybe that says you bring a new carbon ksava laila emil chusas man, just because you cannot bring a carbon at night doesn't matter because it's a side issue. Really, it's a new day already and you should bring a carbon. The reason why you don't is not because the tumah isn't over. Tumah is over. The reason why you don't bring another carbon is because at night you don't bring carbon. It's a side issue. Therefore, laila emil chusas man. It's inevitable in the morning you will bring a carbon. You have to bring carbon. So therefore, it's a new start and it's a new carbon. The fact that you cannot bring a carbon, therefore it's still part of the old cheshbon. So that's a machlekes. Two braises. Everyone holds laila mechusas man. I can argue that everyone holds that laila is mechusas man. That means everyone holds like Basil. Everyone holds like Basil is a new cheshbon. And when it comes to Mapelas, we have a posig. I'm sorry, everyone holds it's a mechusas man. And so if you catch, everyone holds a mechusas man, that's part of the old cheshbon. It's not yet shaykh to a carbon, it's part of the old cheshbon. So how come Basil in the Mishnah says that the 81st night we start with a new calculation is because of a pasuk or labas? It's an exception. No, if everyone holds that it's mechusas man, it's part of the old cheshbon, so how come one b'raisa says you bring another carbon? But the time maybe bring another carbon, it's talking about the interesting case as follows. B'zov bal bezrius. If a Zov has 2 sightings, he still has to count 7 days, but you don't bring a carbon. So what happens if you have 2 sightings, you count 7 days, and it's not shaykh to a carbon. So if you see the night of the 8th, you bring only 1 carbon. Because you don't bring for the first 2, because he's not enough, but you bring now for the new one. The Gemara will ask a second, so what's the chiddush here? The Hod Tanya, the other brayse that says that, hey, maybe the brayse that says that you don't bring a separate carbon is b'zov bal gimurias. It's talking about a zov that saw 3 times. He already was chayiv a carbon. It's the night of the 8th, which we say is mechusas man. It means it's not chayiv a carbon yet. It's still part of the old cheshbon, and therefore it's 1 carbon for all of them. Zov, the Gemara, zov bal bezis, my remember, if he only saw 2 sightings, you're not chayiv a carbon at all. So if you saw on the night of the 8th, it's a new story, and of course you bring a carbon. Hakamashlan, they come to teach you. Davke Rabbi Lel Ches. Only if you saw the night of the 8th, it's a new cheshbon. You bring a carbon. I will be your mama design loy. Interesting. If he had 3 sightings on the day, and let's say he had 2 sightings, we say now you have to have 7 clean days. On the 7th clean day, suddenly he had a number of riyas. We don't say, oh, you had 3 riyas. You start counting again, because the rule is if the riyas are seen in during the 7 day, no, during the 7 days, your sois exactly. It's sois the thing. It's not a new start. The 7 clean days, aim of the carbon. Cannot start a new carbon, it's still part of the old story.
So the count still starts from the first day of your original.
Yeah. So it is a continuation of before. That's why it's 1 carbon. That's a chiddush. And in this case, you wouldn't bring any carbon because you only saw 2 before. But you only saw 2 before, so you don't bring a carbon. You have to count 7 clean days. The last day of the 7 clean days, you saw a number of times. Doesn't matter. Any sightings that break the 7 clean days, it does not start a new cheshbon. So you're just whatever the old cheshbon is, no carbon. Amar avizad rabba. Amaya kim to lohad tanya. Why do you say that we learned? Ain mevi bezod bal gimiroi. You said that we don't bring. He's talking about that you had 3 sightings, and therefore you saw the night of the 8th. He does continuation of before, because mechus is man. Listen, if so, we have a Mishnah, gabe chamisha, mevi in carbon echad. There are a number of people, 5 cases, where we'll see later on where you bring 1 carbon, even though you did many avedas. Why don't you add another one here? Here, you know, you had it here before, you had it here now, so a number of avedas, call that avedas, and yet you bring only 1 carbon for the whole set. Why don't you include that in the Mishnah later on? But you can do, normally you would bring different kabbanas, but in this particular case, you only bring 1 carbon. So you might have Leipzig, it's not so clear. It depends. You have to go into details, for example. Rabbi Yochanan said, what happens, okay, the night of the 8th, we said, you don't bring a new carbon. But what happens, the night of the 8th, you saw 1 riyah, but the day of the 8th, you saw 2. Now, the day of the 8th, everyone agrees, if you saw 3, the day of the 8th, it's a new cheshbon. You saw the night of the 8th, which is part of the old cheshbon, but you saw once at night and 2 in the day. So the 1 is bottled to the 2, right? The roev takes over, and the 1, therefore, tags along to the 2. It's as if you saw all 3 during the day, and you have to bring a new carbon. So it's not so simple to say the night of the 8th, you're always part of the old cheshbon. It depends. Maybe you bring 2 kabbanas. Maybe bring. What about Beis Belayl of Ach B'Yemi? So had two sightings the night of the 8th and one during the day. So the Ro'iv was part of the old calculation. Then maybe you don't bring. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Yosef Yosef, I'll prove it to you. The Achas Belayl of Beis B'Yemi, maybe I bring the Raya that one at 9 and 2 a day you bring. The Raya, Riya, Rishayna. Every time you see three times, how do I know? I'm going to prove to you that the one gets dragged along and tagged to the two. How do I know? That's because of Ro'iv. Simple. Every time you see three sightings, it starts with one sighting. The first sighting you see is not called a Zav. The din is if you only had one sighting, you're not a Zav. So, you know, just one day you have to keep. So you had one sighting, what do we treat as Shechvezeta? And then when you have two other sightings or one other sighting, we then go retroactively and say, oh, that first sighting is no longer Shechvezeta, that's part of your Zav. So we see that the one always gets carried on to the later ones. So the same thing at night, one and two of the day, the one gets dragged along to the two of the day. You don't have to come on to the Rav. Sorry?
It's like Tamin Mood, that as long as it has to be full for you to be a Mood.
Okay, that's right, yeah. Exactly. So this araya is not because of raya, because that's how it works all the time. But that's different. You can't prepare that. That raya of yours is not a raya. Why? What are you comparing? How can you learn the two? When you saw the first one, it was suitable to become three. And therefore, you saw it at a time when you're chai, but you just didn't see enough. So when you saw the second one, it tags along. Here you saw it at night, a time of ptur. The night is not a new chiv. If you saw all three at night, you'd be tagged on to the previous one. So this is the time of ptur. Achel b'layel, kim de lab b'zman chiv v'chazir, I lab dashmin ab yechen, if Rabbi Yechen would have told us this din, that the miyat follows the rave, the mistarif, have you thought, let you start it. I was thought it shouldn't be combined at all. Why should it? You taught that one at night. At night, betz and yipotet. It's part of the last cheshbon. And maybe the two of the days a new cheshbon. Know that the one gets tagged along to the two. Big chiddush. Says Gemara, "Mi Amar Yechon Laila Mechuzman." Did Rabbi Yechon say Laila Mechuzman? So you're telling Rabbi Yechon, "Hold on, what? At nighttime is Mechuzman? It's part of the old Cheshbim, because since he never wrote the carbon, it's Mechuzman." But Chizke did Chizke say, "Need Mabayim? Maybe, but Laila, maybe." Chizke said, "If he became Tamei by day, you bring a Nozi became Tamei on the eighth day when he could bring a carbon, he brings two kabanas." You know, one for the previous nazir that you became tamei in the next one. However, Belayla, the night of the day, since you couldn't bring a carbon yet, you don't bring. Hey, maybe. Rabbi Yechon, I feel Belayla, maybe. Rabbi Yechon, even at night, since it's, even though it's night, you can't bring a carbon, Laila's not Mechusas man. So we see Rabbi Yechon holds that the night is connected to the next day. So what do you tell me, Homaisi, that you gave his whole beer, Rabbi Yechon, that he holds that the Laila is Mechusas man, is part of the old cheshbon? You're right. He's going according to the opinion that says that the night is part of the old cheshbon. And he said, even according to them, if you saw one at night and two in the day, the night becomes the new cheshbon. What's the chiddush then? If they hold the night is what do you call it? Is part of if you saw is part of the old cheshbon? Of course, if you saw two at night and one in the day, the two part of the old cheshbon. Says Gemara, you're right, but the chiddush here, Rabbi Yechon, is ro achas belayla ubeis b'yom itzchle. According to them, they hold the night as part of the old cheshbon. But if you saw once at night and two in the day, the one becomes part of the new cheshbon, and that's a big chiddush. Because I would have thought, kivin la bezman chiyuv kol chazal lo yistadu. I would have thought since you saw it at night, it's not a time of chiyuv. It should go with old cheshbon. Come on, that's not so. Mishnah. Ha'isha, a woman, she has a suffix. Hey, ladies, a woman that has a suffix, she has five different births, and she has a suffix, whether each one, whether she has to bring a carbon or not. The suffix, hey, zivas. And the suffix, she doesn't know the cheshbon, whether she saw in the time of nidr, the time of ziv. You might be just different calculations, and if you don't remember, we'll learn again all mzach nidr. Is mevia carbon echa, so what do you do? What do you do? After every time you have a lady supposed to bring among the kabbanas,
so she forgot and she went for five pregnancies.
Yeah, whatever it is.
She had multiple births and she had five at once.
Either we're not sure if she can't remember if she brought a carbon or she didn't bring a carbon already, or she doesn't know if she gave birth was.
And it's 5 years has gone by. Yeah.
No, no, she gave birth.
A long time to be wondering, did I bring a carbon?
Quintuplets or something. Or not quintuplets, even five different births, and each one is.
It's going to be a few years.
No, we're talking about miscarriages. And she's not sure with the miscarriage, what we had in the mission yesterday, was it a Shpir Mole Dam, was it a child or not a child? She's a something.
It's not 9 months.
If you're right. Yeah. If you remember in the Gemara Pesachim, we had Gemara Pesachim that test over there where we gave birth late and they used to bury it straight away and they used to fall into a pit. And then you couldn't see. And then we're asking, why doesn't the guy go down? And then Taysa called McCoy and Shaita her. The whole thing there. So, doesn't know what she miscarried. So, Safiq, Lady, Hey, Safiq, Hey, Ziva, is a five, he's not sure it's a Nidor or a Zava. And a zava brings a carbon. It doesn't mevi a carbon echas. What you do is you bring one carbon. The oicheles bezvachim. You bring one carbon. Now remember, the chatas oiv is the problem. All other kabbalas you bring a safik, you know, a chatas oiv. The problem is the only way to do it is through malika, and malika for anything else is treif. So therefore, and therefore, you're making a treif. And the question is, what do we do here? Do we bring a carbon anyway or not? Maybe it's chulin ba'azara, making a treif. What do we do here? So you bring one. No difference. Give me a mushroom. So you don't bring five carbonas. You bring one carbon. We need to give you a carbon. If you don't let you do a carbon, she'll never be able to eat kachim in the rest of her life. So we allow her to bring one carbon. We suspend the rules. We allow her to take the safik one carbon, and that's it. And that entitles her a chelav bezvachim. She can eat as many carbonas. Now she's mutter. What about the other four? Does she bring them? Ein ashar lechayva. She doesn't bring the other four. Ziva, what about hey Ziva Vadoif? Definitely five Ziva Vadoif, she's definitely five. And the hey ladies Vadoif, definitely five ladies. So how many kabbalahs does she bring before she's enabled to eat kachim? Maybe a carbon echad, one carbon is sufficient to bring that you can eat more kachim. But still has to bring the other four kabbalahs of Zivas and the other four kabbalahs of ladies. Mice is a story. It once happened that the merchants decided, all these people have to bring so many of these little birds. They hiked up the price, which happens before Pesach, whatever it is, the prices go skyrocketing. This is what I've learned from the Sukkah over there from Shimon Gamliel, that I swear on this base Hamikdash, I'm not going to go to sleep until the price comes down from a dinner zov to a dinner kesef, which is a big drop. If they don't drop the price, I'm going to make some halachas here. They can change everything around. Besides, it's so that it didn't work. It has to be entire base Hamikdash.
This is the first we had
in Sukkah that if you're not going to change your mind, I'm going to pass on this. We had a Rav Sochim that said, if not, I'm going to pass on a Kedetis, because after Pesach they used to charge a fortune. I'm going to pass on you can cash your. Exactly. So you have the same thing. So this is Rav Shingul, this is he's a precedent. Besoif, it looks like it didn't work. So Nichn Lebezin, they didn't listen to him, which means they didn't take him seriously. Nichnas Lebezin, he walked in the Bezin, Velomad, and he taught the following din. Ha'isha Sheyesha Leah, hey, ladies Vadois, hey, Zivis Vadois, maybe it's Carbon Echad, you want to bring one? I'm changing the rules. She doesn't bring the rest. The problem was that women used to have a lot of children, and they would bring a lot of. So these people sold these birds, which charge a fortune. So he said, you know what, for now I'm bring one bird for all your things. Because when I tell you that's enough, it's the Rabbanon who say you got to bring for every single one. I'm going to change the rules. And you know what happened? Within one day, but by Yomahu, in the same day, it dropped even lower than he wanted. Yeah, a quarter of a dinner kesef. He wanted a set to be a dinner kesef. Instead, a set became a half a dinner kesef. He achieved his goal. On the other hand, you see, they didn't listen to him. So you see that this, history repeats itself. So tell them what we learned. Hey, ladies, what happens? They have five definite ladies and five suffix zivas. Or, hey, suffix, or five suffix ladies. Or, hey, ladies, vade, hey, ladies, suffix. You have five ladies, vade, and five ladies, suffix. What do you do here? The Vaday all need, five kabbalahs, you would think. And the Safik, we allow you to have one. Because it's a Safik, and we don't like doing Chata Zoif on a Safik, because maybe it's Chulun, and you do Maliki, maybe Treif, and so on. What do you do here? Is Mevi'a, base Kinnin, you bring two sets, Achas ala Vaday, Vachal Safik, one to take care of the Vaday to enable you to Kochim, and one for the Safik. So Vaday, the one for Vaday, it's a normal carbon, it's eaten by the Koinim. And Vashal Lachayim, and then you have to bring four more. And then she can go ahead and eat kachim, as far as that's concerned. But she can't because of the other one. Shal safik ain't a chelis. The one with safik, nobody can eat it because maybe it's chulin. And if it's chulin, you just made a treif. The ain't hashar al chayvav. You don't have to bring any more. One is enough. Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri says, al vaday, on the vaday, toimer al achareina. When it comes to the vaday, she should clearly say that this carbon I'm bringing is for the last kid that I had. Achareina v'tipater, and therefore she's potter for bringing the rest, or she's potter that she can go ahead and eat kabbanas and everything else. She can bring the other kabbanas tomorrow, in a week, in a month, but she has to spell out, I'm bringing this, because if she, no, but according to Bechanuri, it sounds like if she brought, said, this is for my first kid, I'll bring the, then she still cannot eat the other ones. Why not? We'll see later, because we're chayshah of pshia, that she'll forget to bring the other ones. shall suffik, but the suffik im yesh vadei b'neihen, but the suffik if there is a vadei. In other words, amongst the suffik, let's say the latest, she has a few suffik latest and one vadei later, a few suffik zivis but one vadei ziva. So if she has a vadei in between them, tamer al vadei, she says this carbon I bring is for the vadei, and then vitipotet, she doesn't have to bring anymore. If not, she say, I'm bringing it from one of the sfeikis, and she's potter. Doesn't matter which one, first or last. That's opinion number two. So the main thing Yechon is saying is, when it comes to vada, you have to spell out, you're doing it for the last one. You have to say the last one. I don't care which one it is, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth. You have five kids. You say, I'm bringing a carbon for one of them, number three, number two, whatever it is. And then, and you can eat kachim, and then afterwards you bring the rest. What's going on here? What they're arguing, Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri says you have to say it's for the last one. Medamil and Chatas, he's comparing it to a carbon Chatas. The man the Chayv he Chatois, the one who brings five Chatois, add the Maisik Kula, and he has to bring all them. V'sayv Mechapale, Hachinami Leishna. He holds like a Chatas. When are you forgiven only if you bring all them? We are also therefore you must clearly say that enunciate. I am bringing this for number five, otherwise it won't work. It has to be for the last one. Yeah. So if she says it's the last one, then we give a special dispensation. She can eat, and the rest she brings later. But if she doesn't say the last one, it's like a karma chattas. You have to clear all your expiate all your avedas. But Rabbi Kiva, medabi lahoin litzvilin. Rabbi Kiva, however, he compares it to going to the mikveh. A person became tummy five times. He go in the mikveh, then afterwards, he won't feel anything. The man of Mechayv hates feelings, keep him in the top of the chadus, even if he died, he comes tired. Hachinami, loish no. Om the papa me, isa lat, rabbi yechim nudu lechatas dami, if rabbi yechim nudu lechatas, am I just sofi temel achim evti potter? Why by a suffix? She says, I don't care which one it is, it'll be potter, but ilu man the Mechayv, chomesh ha-shomesh luin, ki maizi chad mi miftir. And if you could bring the chattas, then the case of suffix is like Asham Tali. We don't know. And why so? Just like a chattas, you have to bring all the chattas to clean your name. So too by Asham Tali to clear all your name. So why by comes to Asham Tali, you can say whichever one it is. You should also say the last one. The same thing, chattas, same thing, my shamas. Everyone agrees you pay the tefillahs. What's the Rebbe Yechiel ben Uri? Why does Rebbe Yechiel ben Uri say that by Vada you have to say it's the last one? They're arguing whether you're choshen. If it comes to a car suffix, only bring one. So it doesn't matter which one it is. When it comes to the Vada, you have to bring all five. Rebbe Yechiel ben Uri is worried that if you're going to say it's the first and second, you're not going to bring the rest. But if you say it's the last one, then you're going to bring the rest. Rebbe Yechiel ben Uri is choshen lipshi, worried about negligence. And Rebbe Yechiel ben Uri is lipshi. You're not worried about negligence, you can say whichever one you want. Had nalach shloshim v'sheish. There are four cases of people that they, besides everything else, they have to bring a karma chattas in order to clear them to eat the kapara. The four of them that bring on a mezid like a shaygi. Normally, chattas is only on a shaygi. There are four exceptions where you bring it on a mezid. The Mishnah later will explain each one. Hazav. Why is Hazav or Hazav bring a karma chattas? Not because they sinned. It's because they have to be able to eat kabonis again. Kachim. Vahayyaleh gave birth or hamatzayr leprosy. None of them are sins. They're all to do to clear, to enable them to go join back to kol. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer also a geir mechusse kapora geir. Besides mila for meal or tefila and kabbalas hamitzvahs, you also need sprinkling the blood, just like by matan Torah. That's what they did. Ajiz gelav adam, they spray the blood. Nazir also
use a washing of kapora.
Yeah, I say that's carbon. They brought a carbon. Remember, they brought a carbon. The zatuta they saw over there. They brought a carbon.
It's just
tinnik.
What is a geir? Is like a child who's born. Then what does he have to be mechatzes?
But nobody said. Good, it's a drush word, but nobody says that you're bringing for gay because it's like your lettuce. He's not the your lettuce, it's his mother who should bring it. He doesn't have a mother. So
it's on the union of kapora. We're calling it kapora.
Yeah, no. Just what? Why is it your lettuce kapora? She just did the biggest thing in the world, brought a child into the world. So we're saying it kapora means to clean out that not mechaper and aveda, make it eligible. The word kapora, yeah. No chesaron here. And he adds a nazir, the end of his naziris has to bring a carbon as well to enable him to drink wine and take lachta and take a hiccup and to mosek and get rid of his tumah. Says the Gemara, it's called mechusik kapara. Because he didn't bring that carbon, he's still usher in wine and so on. and the time it makes it. Think about a mice, the zov is over the morning of the train. Why is zov and the male and female, they count as two separate dinim? So the chalukah tumas, the tumas is very different. Zov, let me time by is a zov, if it's an accident that it happened, or if something happened, then, you know, he jumped up and down, whatever caused him, it's not considered a zov. But a zov let me time by is can be yummy, man. A zov, a woman, if she sees three times in one day, she'll become a zov. By saying a zov, a male, three times in one day, because, so the dinim are very different. So obviously, he counts like 2 days, like two different dinim. The time you learn mipsor roi v'loy machmazayin, only naturally flow, not because of it forced. Berias kibbe yomer tanya. How do you know about three sightings in a day? The tanya tola kotsav zazocha berias. When it comes to male, the main thing is how many times he sees. When it comes to the kaver, be yomim, how many days she sees. The zova metame b'ayin by woman, she's metame b'ayinis v'loy metame berias kibbe yomim. So luchayda, if that's the case, then mitzayda mitzras nami chalukah tamasan. So why do we count mitzayda and include a woman? They have different dinim. Which dinim are they different? And she counts them as two. For example, mitzayda male tone priya prima, right? His hair grows, his hair is closed. The ksiv god of year prumim v'roisha year purua. But and by a woman you don't have it, and we'll see how we know that. But also betasha mita male mitzayda not allowed to have relations, but a woman mitzayda as can. How do I know that? Tanya, we learned. All I know is a man. The Tanya, Isha, Minai, I know a woman. You would think a woman doesn't need Priya Prima. When it says in the Pasik, Vihatsarua, that has the nega in his clothes, should be Prumim and Perua, Hari Kan Shnaim. The answer, how do you think a woman is included? Im Kain, Ma Tamalema, why does it say Ish Tsarua, Hu Tame? Not kahakosim inishamayla. The Taylor takes away from the what you would have thought from the previous pasuk, li inishamata to the new pasuk. Loima to tell you that only ish pareya poydim. The ain isha pareya param. You don't have to do that. Umutebet. I mean, how no woman is mutatasha relationship. It says in the pasuk that a male mutzayda. What should he do? The yashav mechutzla ahalai. He should sit outside his tent in masculine. She was yamim v'loim mechutzla ahalai, but not outside her tent. Therefore, namnino betrain. Why don't we count mitzayda as two? Says the Gemara. Zava zava ikatumasam. Zava zava. The main tum is chaluka. Zava zava. The main tum is the whole tum is different. He becomes tummy 3 days. Here three sightings. But mitzayim zaraz. The tum is the same. It's only the symptoms, not the symptoms. It's only the consequences are different. That's not called two dinim. Ein ikatumasam chaluka. Hai v'hai kegrisu. They both have the source of the tum is exactly the same. If they have a leprosy, the size of a gris of that pea, their tummy. Otherwise, no. So therefore, when this ikatum is the same, we'll treat them as one person. Masheng and Zova Zova, the cause of their tumor and how they became tummy is different from each other. So we count them like two. Now, Blessed Yaakov and Megay Mechusa, he counts again, but Tanakama, why does he count again? My time, Tony again, why does he count again? Kik Tony, he only counts, made them the Mishil Mechel Kachim. The whole idea of this mission is that this carbon is there specifically to enable them to eat in Kachim. That's not what the purpose of a gate is. Gay Kikamaisi carbon, Lachir Nafshin Mechel. In times of Basic Migdash, he needed to bring it in order to be counted as a Yid. It was part of the gate, it's part of the process. So the Gemara and Gemara will talk more tomorrow. But Nazir, my time, okay, so that's Ger. Why? Because different. Well, Nazir, my time at Latani, why does not Mishnah include Nazir? So if Nazir Nami, Nazir also, it doesn't bring a carbon only to make the kachim. Kimaisi, carbon, lishtarui, lemishi, yain, lechulunu. What's it bring a carbon for? The reason why Nazir bring carbon is in order to be able to drink normal wine. That has nothing to do with kachim. That's to do with chulun. And our Mishnah is limited only to those people that need to bring this particular carbon, chatas, in order to eat from kachim. They can eat chulun all the time. It's only kachim. Nazir is a different story. He can't bring anyone. So therefore, we don't...
Kachim as well.
True, but anyone. Like you're right. Including kachim, but also chulun. So therefore, that's not what our Mishnah is focused on. But Rabbi Lezer, like Tani Nazir, the Mishrei Nafshei, if Rabbi Lezer includes a Nazir, even though it's only there to matter himself, Nu Nistin Nami Nazir Tame, why doesn't he include also a Nazir Tame, who also brings a Karmel Chatas in order to ultimately count as Nidus, in order ultimately to drink wine, it's the same thing. Says the Gemara, no. He initially doesn't bring two babes to drink wine. Kiko Maisi Karban Lemechel and Nazir Bataru. A Nazir Tomei, he brings a carbon to end the tumor in order to be able to start Nazir's Tahar. So it's not directly linked to anything, to wine. It's only the Nazir's Tahara that directly links to the wine you bring a carbon. That's why he doesn't bring Nazir Tomei.
So he's saying that they're not actually arguing.
No, just what's the focus of the Mishnah. Tana doesn't want to talk about these kind of cases. So he's widening the parameters. Tell him what we learned. Gay Mukalak Makachim, a guy is not allowed to eat Makachim, Machi Yavikino, until he brings his carbon over there, his pit twin. Hey, we prayed Achashach, we brought one carbon in the morning. Oichel, you have to bring two. He brought one in the morning. Oichel, Bekachim, Le'erev, he could eat the Kachim at night. at night. Yeah, everyone agrees. All machleik is here. So he brings one bird in the morning, and he can already catch him straight away. And at night he brings that night as well. All these pairs. Generally speaking, whenever you have to bring a pair, like your letters, they bring one chatas and one oila. However, kam, when it comes to a gel, ishtay and oila, both oila, for that's what they did in the midbar by Har Sinai. Hevi chayvosai, if he brought his chayva min abehema, what happens? Instead of bringing birds, he brought an animal, which costs a lot more money. Then yotzi, he doesn't bring two. The only reason why we allow birds is to make things easy for him. Two birds is still a lot cheaper than an animal. So, but if he brings one big, sizable animal, that's good enough. Yotze. What about oila v'shlamim? If you burn oila and a shlamim, yotze. Mincha. If you burn oila and a shlamim, not two oila, but an oila and a shlamim, he's yotze. He's yotze. B'shem kein mincha shlamim la yotze. But a mincha shlami not yaitze, because in mincha there's no sprinkling of the blood, and by the Har Sinai, whatever they brought, you're able to sprinkle the blood. Lo yamru kain el hakol. The only reason, sorry, shlamim is a peace offering, a carbon. If he brings two kabbanis as if he became Jewish, one was not a one was a fully burnt on his bech, and one was a shlamim, it's also good enough. Any two kabbanis, Rashi says, it's just not a mincha. Because mincha is, there's no sprinkling of the blood, and that's not what was done in the times of Har Sinai. The reason why we tell you to two birds is to make life easier, so much cheaper. Today, we'll talk tomorrow more. So there's a whole discussion today. A ger doesn't bring kabbanis. Is something lacking in the beautiful sikh of the Rebbe explaining that is, when it's not shayich, there's nothing lacking. When it is shayich, then a ger is not complete as gerus until he brings a carbon. Today, because we don't have a base of migdash, even though we'll say later it says you should set aside the animals, since it's not shayich, there's nothing lacking. It's a full ger, 100%. Why it says that when it comes to a ger, the way that you did it then, that's how you should do it now. It says there, yeah. You should bring a carbon kasha tasu, the way they did it in Har Sinai, that's how you should do it. So therefore, mincha is no good. Is if so... Is oil shlamim? It's like you guys brought oil shlamim. So too, it says that what did they bring behind Sinai and Parshas Mishpatim? They brought the v'shalach bnei Yisrael, not a bnei Yisrael. It says they brought oil and shlamim. Is avgeir oil shlamim? That's what it is. Imkain, if so, if it has to be exactly the same, hevi chavosim and achmem latizge lechayda. Why if it brings why should it be so chayda? Why did you say a minute ago that if he brought one animal, it's good enough? But that's not what they did then. The Ksiv Kashatasa Kenyasi, you gotta do exactly what they did then, replicate what they did then. They brought two kabbanis. Amar Papa Yishleimer, we can say, La'oif. L'chayr, you have to bring a shlam as well. You say you bring one animal and oila, no. Maybe you bring an oila and a shlamim, just like they brought then, an oila and a shlamim. Yishleimer, La'oif Israbi. Only if you bring a bird when trying to make it easy for you, you have to bring both, an oila and a shlamim. Surely, if you brought, since we by a bird, the main thing is the oila. Shlami is more like a peace offering, a voluntary thing. So, if you brought a mamash, a behemah, an oila, for sure it's good. So, what's wrong with bringing a mincha? You're saying you cannot bring a mincha and a shlami. Why not? Mir kro kain. The Torah says clearly by saying tas, kain tas, it means bring things which are similar animals, but don't bring, or living things, fowl, but don't bring a mincha. You tell me we included a bird. How do you know you can bring a bird? You brought in time based on Har Sinai. You brought an oiler shlamim. Afhu oiler shlam. Bring also an oiler shlamim. Shneimer says kochem kager. Just like what you did then, that's how a ger should be yielding Hashem. Menayin l'rabbis zoyis. How could even bring a bird? It says by ger. Kasha tasken yasa. It says there you should bring ishei reach nechoich l'Hashem. Which carbon gets completely burnt on the mizbech? Only a chata sa'oif, only a bird. Because even a oila sa'oif, the skin goes to the kainim. So not the full thing gets burnt in the bech. Chata sa'oif, everything gets burnt in the bech. Eidah doshe kulu la'avavaya, have the aimer oila sa'oif. Yoch ha'rathor ha'chani marba fila mincha. So why can't you already include also a mincha? Isha osik, a mincha osik is totally burnt on the mizbech. Tamalayme kain. It has to be similar to what happened then. It has to be something that, you know, that a living thing. Okay, we'll stop here and continue.